Well, now an update on the school plan. The head of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teacher Association says things are moving in the right direction, but there is still much to do before school starts. Earlier this week, the province announced plans to hire more janitors, guidance counselors, and administrators. Here's what NLTA President Dean Ingram has to say about it.
I think there are positive steps. There's certainly positive measures taken, and I would offer that since Premier Fury came into his position, since Minister Osborne assumed the portfolio, we have had a change in tone. There's certainly been discussions which are moving in the right direction. That being said, there are further steps that need to be required. We certainly still have concerns, as do many parents. I mean, the petition that we garnered over 12,000 signatures on, I think, clearly communicates the degree to which parents are apprehensive about the return to school plan, and they certainly want to see a safe return for all students. To be clear, everyone wants students to return to school, full stop. Students need to get back to school, full stop. But as we've been advocating for months, there must be measures put in place to ensure it is safe. And while the measures announced yesterday and some previous are positive steps, positive moves, we still see an inconsistency between the message that we've been hearing since March and the application of that message as it pertains to our school system. And while I'm certainly pleased with the degree of discussion that we've been having to date, we do believe it's important that additional measures need to be taken so that while we full credit to our healthcare authorities, the province is in a good place as it pertains to COVID today. We want to make sure that all measures that are taken are put in place to ensure that it remains that way. Early on, the healthcare authorities recognize that they are experts in healthcare, but they are not experts in educational operationalizing a plan. Anyone that spent time in schools, anyone that spent time in primary elementary classes know full well that the concept of students arriving from the bus, passing through the common areas, going to a desk and sitting down is not a realistic portrayal of what happens in our school system. Students move. Students will not be able to remain within their cohorts as established. It just simply will happen. In fact, when the plan came out a couple of weeks ago, we were very clear on our feelings and thoughts around the ideas of schools being controlled environments. While schools may be controlled in the sense of doing contact tracing, they are far from controlled as it pertains to the daily operationalizing of schools. It is something that will not happen, which is why it's so important that the measures that are we've been hearing since March that need to be put in place in our school and our general public venues need to be put in place in our schools. I think we need to look at bringing individuals, personnel to lower class sizes. How could that be achieved? What measures can we take to ensure safety measures in place? We need to look at what PPE is needed within our school system. A number of teachers work directly in close contact with students. What measures we take to ensure their safety? These are things we need to look at. The standard of safety for those who work in our schools, in addition to students, should not be different than that which we find in other workplaces.
NLT President Dean Ingram, World Report.